and to put yourself just at service to, of that, however that wants to use you. See, then there's no place to, there's no place to get to. There's no goal, because the goal is not your goal anymore. There's a goal, but it doesn't have to be your goal. You don't have to figure out the goal. You don't have to understand the goal. And you don't have to get anything out of the goal. Because it's enough just to be free and allow yourself to be held by and guided by reality, God, Shekhinah, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter what you want to call it. And if you have trouble not knowing what to call it, then you can just ask it what it wants to be called. Let God decide what you call God. And then just trust. That slurping is going to sound good in the recording. I was talking to a rabbi friend of mine about these kinds of things, about spiritual awakening and liberation and so on. And she said, oh, did you ever see the Steve Martin thing where he said that there was a great sage, a great Indian sage or something, that gave him the best spiritual advice ever? And what he said was, always remember to keep a bag in your car for garbage. And when she told me that, I thought, yeah, that's hilarious. But actually, that's really, really good. That's great advice. And she told me that many, many years ago. And it wasn't until last week that I started doing it. I started keeping the bag, and it's amazing how much cleaner my car is now that I have the bag there to put the garbage in. So, you never know what the revelation is going to be.